Moving right along, let's talk about the Gross Tones.
Now, hold on a second. Is this the Gross Tones or is it the Gross Tones, like the Boss Tones?
Mm. I'm going to go with Gross Tones.
Okay. Is there like a word that actually is gross?
Well, there's the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. And that's what I was thinking. So maybe it's a pun, but it's only a spelt pun, like not a sounded pun.
Okay. If it had been the Mighty Mighty Gross Tones, I might have been able to give you the Mighty Mighty Gross Tones, but
I don't think they're the Boss Tones, but Gross Tones sounds better on the mouth anyway, so yeah. Anyhow, yeah. Okay.
Gotta say, man, these guys, they decided they're going all in on the Moog synth sounds. Like,
yes,
all
indeed.
Moog, all time. Oh my god, what is it with the retro synth music?
I don't know.
But yeah, points for committing.
Yeah. I just want to hold up my lighter and go, synth solo! Play the same note like 5 times in a row. This is awesome.
I admit, it did make an interesting contrast with the clearly acoustic drum and piano that was accompanying it. So I'll give them points for that, but you know, I was done with the synth, you know, before the song finished, before the song was done.
Did you feel like we were being trolled just a little bit?
Just a little bit. More than just a little bit.
Yeah, you literally just said everything I was going to say, so God damn it.
Sorry. Should have let you go first.
Then I would have said everything you were going to say.
That's fine.
Why are our opinions the same? I have different opinions, damn it.
I think they recorded this live, too. This definitely felt like a live recording to me.
Yeah, it sounded kind of sloppy and semi-improvisational, but
no,
sure.
Come on, Ryan. Those synth solos were composed.
Synth on point.
They were there with the mouse and the piano roll.
Going like G sharp, G sharp, G sharp, G sharp, G sharp, G sharp.
They debated about it.
I think another G sharp.
Yeah. I think another 4 G sharps.
And then another one. And maybe another one.
But why did they stop at 4 minutes? Like, they could have stretched this out even longer. The sad thing is that they're probably going to win.
I think I know why you're saying that.
What? Why are you saying that?
But I think it's
because they've won the last like 4 in a row, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's I think it's the only last 2. They currently do have a 100% win rate.
Yeah.
In song fight, but I think that's just from winning 2 previous fights. And you know, but those were good enough songs. This one I'm not quite as confident about though, for the reasons we've been laughing about.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, I thought it's good and there's a lot to listen to in this song, but it's a little too loose to be compelling. It's semi-improvisational maybe, but within a pretty set structure. It's a little sloppy, not really catchy, but still kind of cool in its own way. But yeah, if this beats Gaping Maw, then there is something fundamentally wrong with Song Fight.
Yeah.